Caesar was one of the ablest generals of any era, who left accounts of his own campaigns that have rarely, perhaps never, been surpassed in literary quality. At the same time, he was a politician and statesman who eventually took supreme power in the Roman Republic and made himself a monarch in every practical respect, although he never took the name of king. Caesar was not a cruel ruler and paraded his clemency to his defeated enemies, but in the end he was stabbed to death as a result of a conspiracy led by two pardoned men, which also included many of his own supporters. Later, his adopted son Octavian, fully Gaius Julius Caesar Octavianus, became Rome's first emperor. The family line perished with Nero in AD 68, but all later emperors still took the name of Caesar, even though there was no link by blood or adoption. What had simply been the name of one aristocratic family, and a fairly obscure one at that, became effectively a title symbolizing supreme and legitimate power.